So if there are any questions, I'll be happy to take them now. Yes, Shlomo.
Do we need the Shamash? Do we need the Shamash there?
You noticed my answer was no Shamash yesterday. Did you not? You didn't notice. I never use a Shamash. I have 300 watts of Shamash. I have five, six of big electric bulbs. It's a big Shamash.
Yeah. What if we come back later on, like, you know, 1 o'clock to the, you know, morgue, whatever it is, and we see that your menorah, obviously, it was, the police weren't happy, whatever, the guards weren't happy with it, something was moved. Do you have to worry that they turned it out and,
Even if they didn't turn it out, you go to anyway. Kofsa eino zokakla. You shouldn't light it in a place where they're going to tear, you know, where you know in advance they're going to blow it out. That's not right, the right thing to do. But in this case, if you did it with Kadassa Gadin and they just arbitrarily decided to blow it out, as sometimes happens, Hilchos a Bali Taima. That's a long given. That's a good time. The three things, that's the fourth thing that the Rari couldn't have anticipated. The God bought your candles. So you yot to anyway. Okay, anyone that's on Mayim HaKamis, if you were, if you extra into the room, if you don't have, you can please feel free to take. This is Mayim HaKamis for the week, if it's for today. It's for the week. Yeah.
Is it better to
like tonight
at
1:45
or
6? 6. 4:45 is a little bit before 4:45 is before the Seis. Although there are those days like Shkia, but we're knowing Seis. Yeah.
4:45 to 10:00.
There's nothing in between?
What?
Lab. 5 hour lab? 5 to 10? 5 hour lab? Where's the lab start?
It starts at class.
When's the class? When do you start class? Start before 6? 5. Wait a second. Where's the class?
Shh.
Where's the class? Where? First. And where do you live? That's a 1 minute walk. Right? No. It's a 1 minute walk. So 1 minute to 5, you light your menorah. 1 minute to 5, which is already half an hour after Shkia, because Shkia is 4:29, correct? Some play 4:28 now. They do the new fancy calendars have a, you know, extra shape of them. So at 4:59, you light the menorah. You can forget Moses Tzur and the Amaz Alolo. You can sing it on your way to of course, on 10th Avenue. Just watch for onlooking cars and for ongoing cars, and you can then no problem. Okay, it's the best thing to wait till 10 is a little bit. You know, I mean, I told you can light here till 2, but I wait so long. Okay, no other questions. Good. The Siyata Perek Hazorik, a very important Perek, and the topic we'll discuss now, the Iyun, the Sinas Haget, which is a very major topic in Hilchos Gittin, a very important topic. Okay? Hazorik get l'ishto v'hi b'soch beiso b'soch chatzera harezu megureshes. Why? Rashi explains, very important Rashi, the konsolo chatzera Kilu Nisana Biyada Kidim Mefarish Bigamar. The Rashi says a double Kiddush over here. One is the Mefarish Gemara that Vinasan Biyada, let's take a look in the minute in the first piece of Gemara. Minani Mili, how do you know it works, Chatzera? The Tana Rabbana, Vinasan Biyada, and the other Yada, Gago Chatzera, the Karpifa, Minayan Tavaloma, Vinasan Mikomakom. Okay? So that's a din, that Yada doesn't just mean the hand, but Yada means the chatzir as well. Yada probably means what we call reshusa. The yikach is called arzo miyado, the pasuk says. So miyado, Rashi did a comment from Chumash, he didn't take the whole land, he didn't take out of his hands. Even Sichon has big hands, but that's the limit. So miyado means reshusa, under his control. So too, the control of the woman is considered not only her physical hands, so between the five fingers, but her chatzir as well. If she has a chatzir, this is also considered to be part of yada. Okay, and you find this elsewhere. By a comment with respect to a ganav, he mimotzei timotzei biyodo agneva. Doesn't only yodo, but mikomakon to include what? Gago chatzer and kapifo, the same trio. And the chiddush is, as the Gemara puts it, that gets dal korcha. Right? So Rashi explains. Mishnah bal korcha, very important Rashi. Mishnah bal korcha. Again, every Rashi is important. The first Rashi said, the consul chatzek and also biyodo. The second Rashi, Mishum Bal Korcha, Rashi says, a very important Rashi. Kloma, the Chiyoyev Lei, Nami Biyoda Al Korcha Hi, Vafilo Hachem Rachmona Tisgarish, Hilkoch, Chatzera, Nami, Konila. Because since it's so easy for her to become divorced, easy in the sense that she doesn't have to agree, just gets, she can stuff it down her throat. I mean, I don't know, that's just a figure of speech. I wouldn't advise putting it in her throat, I mean, you could kill her. but you can put it into stuff it into her hand, bal kocha, against her will. So chatzera would also be the equivalent of that. Aval ganav the lesi bal kocha ain't below. Right, maybe a ganav is no. The lo mechayev yishad inish bal kocha. Ema midat einamis rashlo tiknele chatzera im lo mashach gon nichlus al chatzera v'noah b'fonel. Maybe chatzera wouldn't be kone. Yes, in the ganav to the kanti rachman, it's a knas, get him below. Tricha, fine. That's the gemara, the initial gemara. What's so important about the garashis? It seems to be very simple. What do you add over here? Well, perhaps one of the major issues in the Sina Saget is, does the Sina Saget require kinyan or does it not require kinyan? Remember, does the Nasan Biyada? Does the Nasan Biyada mean a Maisa Nasina? That's all, just a Nasina? Or is there a halacha you need a kinyan as well? You need a nesina. You certainly need a nesina. Paul successor, but not some biyada. But perhaps you need a kinyan as well. The Rashi, on numerous occasions, we saw a few times, says the word kana, right? Rashi says the Rashi is a konsalok hatzera. Rashi used the word of kinyan. Right, that's an important Rashi. The konsalok hatzera. Alright, the Kansa Lo Chatzera. There's an Indian of Kenyan. So you get the impression from Rashi that a Kenyan is needed, or certainly a Kenyan is an integral part of the Maisa Nesina. There's the Nesina and there's a Kenyan. You need both. Normally, the Nesina and Kenyan go together. Perhaps they could be bifurcated, they could be separated. We spoke about this in what context? Who remembers? The very beginning. Mamash, the day after Sukkot, we spoke about this already. First, if you remember, before Yom Tov, we spoke about Eidim and Sira Karasim. But after we start, what time did we start? Kind of that far back? It's already Shia Shikcha. We're ready with, not the 8th, and not the 7th. The beginning of the 6th time, we spoke about, probably the opening Shia, or the 2nd, 3rd Shia, about a Shliach, what? Lahavo. Remember Shliach Lahavo, what that means, according to the Rambam? And we suggest that it means that it's a Nesina now, right? But the Kinyan is later. We could separate between the Nesina and the Kinyan. We use the word Magerish, but right, we left it vague enough, but we also threw in the word Kenyan because according to some, and we'll see it more pointedly in this next Daf Gemara, we can case where we split the Nesina from the Kenyan, and there's one Perish, one Sefer that makes a big deal out of it. It's a Sefer called Imre Moshe in Siman Chof. It's a whole Siman all about this distinction between Nesina and Kenyan, both in Shliach Lava and in our Sugis. It's a whole lengthy treatise about this, and the first part of it I think I'm in wholehearted agreement with, and after that I begin to disagree. But the Iki Yisod goes back, I think, to Reb Chaim. I mean, as far as we know, I guess before Reb Chaim, but we know from Reb Chaim, it's printed in the stencils, the distinction between the Sina and Kenyan. Reb Chaim required Kenyan. I remember when I, 35 years ago, when I was one of the privileged members of Rabban Soloveitchik, he was the one who taught me this thing from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim held that there's the Sina and there's Kenyan. He took pains to point out to us that this Reb Chaim is against the Ktos. I asked him to see a Ktos. It's a Ktos. It's also an Avnei Meluim, but the Ktos, more people have the Ktos. This is the Siman Reish of Kotten Hay at the very beginning, where he says, oh, by the way, in one of the Ktos, I don't know if you saw the Ktos yet, in Ktos Siman Kuf Tzadiches, this is the fifth line of the Maamar Makomos. I asked him to see three Ktos. The middle Ktos, Ad the Efshar, okay, which is, that's correct, I want to add something. Ella Matosi, it's the last paragraph in some of the Ella Dimatosi. It's another paragraph which in Aktos, when you see it, please make sure to look there. Okay, Rabbi Hussein? It's in Kuf Tzarechez Beis until the Epsh. The Epsh is the first paragraph part. Then the last part also is important, Ella Dimatosi, etc. Okay? Now, so the Ktos with Simon Reish, the Cotton Hay, that's the one I asked you to see. So the Beferish, there's no such thing as a Kenyan when it comes to a get. How does he know? He has two reasons that he knows. One, a get can be given bal kocha. Whoever heard of a kinyan bal kocha? Whoever heard of anything? So Rabban Soloveitchik Shalita told us. Let me know whoever heard of anything. He says, V'nasam yada bal kocha doesn't mean that so says that V'nasam yada bal kocha teaches you that you don't need a kinyan. And Reb Chaim said, his grandson Rabban told us, Reb Chaim said, no, Vinasi, when it tells you, then here you have a case of Kinyan Bal Kocha. How do you know to slice it this way, slice it that way? The Ktzol sliced it by saying, let's chazar again. The Ktzol sliced it by saying what? By saying that the fact that it's Chal Bal Kocha indicates you don't need a Kinyan. And Reb Chaim said, no. The Vinasi of Yoda Bal Kocha tells you that here the Kinyan works Bal Kocha. You have to have a Kinyan. That's one. There's another riot that Ktzol brings, that there is no need for a kinyan by a get, which is much more difficult to refute. I won't go into it right now. That's the question of it. It's a one-line Gemara, in Daf Chacham and Aleph. It says, Ksava al Yisurei Hano Kosher. You can write a get on Yisurei Hano. What's Yisurei Hano? You can take some object, which is Yisurei Hano, and you write on it, and you give the get to your wife. So it works. It works. Now, wait a second. Is there a kinyan by Yisurei Hano? Can you be makna Yisurei Hano? The pashtus, according to some Rishonim, believes the answer should be no. You can't be makna Yisurei Hano. Could be there's no bialas by Yisurei Hano. We learned sukkah with this. This came up at some length. There's a machlokas of Rishonim. So, if you assume that Yisurei Hano, I have no kinyan, you cannot be makna it, that would prove the chorah from this Gemara Zaktos would claim. That there's no need for Kenya when it comes to Gittin. And those who say that there is a need for Kenya will have to understand that either you can be Makdi Surah Hano or some other way out of this problem. Okay? So again, I'm pointing out that the Rashi seems to be going with an assumption that you require Kenya for a get, which is Reb Chaim's assumption against that of the Ktos. How do I know? The Rashi, the second Rashi of the Perek says, I raise the question to Konsa Lo Chatzera. Okay? That's he's using the word Konsa, to me at least, indicates that again, the pashtus, you can always be docha, but the pashtus means there is a concept called the kinyan. Okay, so far so good. About that, we saw the basis of the parent. Very basic. It's only in the ones in Shas.
Here,
you know where it's printed? It's on the sugya. I don't. I'm not an expert in those stents. They come in different forms anyway. You know what I. When I was in Rabban Shmid, his little teeny ones with yellow paper. I still have it in my house. It gets yellower and yellower every year. But it's still there. So I can probably find it for you there. But the new ones, it may be on Daf Ayin Ches. They go by Tehra Adapin these days. Maybe on Ayin Ches, in the sugi of Yoshein and Kofus. Maybe that's where Reb Chaim has it. That's part of Tugi Pizim on Daf Chafalaf. May appear there. That's where I would start to look. If it's not there, let me know. I'll help you look. Okay? Any questions so far? Yes.
This seems like Rashi is using those in Kinyan by Chotzer, but by when Chotzer does Yad, you use Lashon Nosim.
Where does Rashi talk about Yad?
Chotzer by Chotzer, Kiyilu Nosim of Yad.
Very good.
And later on, he says, the Kari, the Shum Tzvah Korko, the Vilal Tamar Kwan, the Kari Shilta, Chotzer or Nam Kwan.
Right.
Meaning, by Chotzer, he uses Lashon of Kinyan.
Right.
But, meaning maybe that's alluding to the fact that how Rashi learns that you can't say there's an asina by the chaser, there's a kinyan by the chaser, so therefore it's a kosher get. So the get still works by the asina, like Rashi switches kibul nasna biyada.
Well, let's not forget that it does say the Torah but nasna biyada. So Rashi's frame of reference, starts point of departure is the nasna biyada. So whatever can be fit into the category of Nasa Biyada, Rashi is going to try to put in there.
Right, but the fact that you use the Lashon Kinyan to bust there.
What Chaim is pointing out, the possibility, an interesting possibility, that if you give it, put it into her hand, so that's the Sina, it's only for a Kinyan. If, however, you don't put it into her hand, it's put into a Chotzer, then, and perhaps only then, is there any Kinyan. I'm suggesting a compromise between Reb Chaim and the Ktos. If it's in her hand, you don't need a Kinyan, and the Chotzer you do. That's your suggestion.
Why would that be?
I don't know. I'm suggesting it. We take everything
seriously. The only way to be going through a chutzner is with kinyan.
Why?
What
does it become? In other words, there's nothing beyond.
You want to do it by a chutzner?
No, the soul says no, but nothing beyond.
According to the soul, how are you going to have a chutzner kinyan by a chutzner? You can't have a seer by a chutzner.
Yes, you can. But nothing beyond. He'll put it in her hand. Don't say hand. Hand means her control, which includes her roof, and includes her yard, includes her carpet. It's also considered part of Yoda, but no, so that's a pashtun, I think, about the same as Yad. Okay, but I hear what you're saying. Fine. Anyway, any questions? We're about to start slow. Any questions? Yes?
What's the logic of Reb Chaim?
Why is Reb Chaim saying you need a Kenyan?
Yeah.
Good question. The answer presumably is that anything to transfer from one party to another requires a kinyan. Every other transaction requires a kinyan. If I want to give you something, if I give it to you, I have to transfer possession to you. So therefore, Reb Chaim wants that the kinyan, that the possession of the piece of paper, which used to belong to him, should not belong to her. That's where he's coming from. That's how I understood it.
How can
Ksos
ignore that?
Ksos? Ksos came before Reb Chaim. He says, I'm a non-brisker. I say that the Nasan Biyadim is only Nesina. There's no need for a kinyan whatsoever. That's so. They're two giants. Who are we? We're specks. The giants are arguing this major point. Okay? Right. So, yes?
So, if we're saying that you don't need a kinyan, then you just have to give it to her, but it still belongs to you?
Oh. Adi's asking, can I give the get? Can a man give the get to his wife and it still belongs to the husband? And the get's going to be a valid get? What's that question in your voice? Why not?
We saw
Hanir Shali.
So
the scene of that. Oh, see, Hanir doesn't mean only that the kinyan is mine. The chor, at first glance, right through Reb Chaim. How we saw it in the seventh parak. Not just a distant memory. Sometimes they didn't take the bechini yet. I read progressions Vania Shali. So the Gemara has this stira in the, well, at least according to some. It's 9 months to the ref of the stira. Because how can the get be valid if the paper belongs to the husband? So he said, how do you say it? Vania Shali, what's wrong? Quoted themselves? Big deal. The get is good and the near could belong to the husband. Who cares? You don't need any kinyan. You don't need a sina. So the answer presumably is, the ish doesn't just mean the ish. It means it comes back to me. It means I want the paper back. I told about the time of im, and im is only called later on. It's tata bisasi. It has nothing to do with kinyan. You're right. The word near shali, if taken literally, would lead to that conclusion, but they can't be sure. That's really true.
You think something like Karen is short?
Karen? Okay, well, maybe we'll talk about that at some future time. Not right now. He got two rights. Baal Kocha is one, and Yisurei Ano is the other. Yisurei Ano. So much Asabana. You write a get on a piece of Avodah Zarah paper or Orla leaf. Whatever Yisurei Ano you can find. It still works. Assuming there's no Akno possible by Yisurei Ano, it's a perfect proof. So you don't need Akno when it comes to a get. Okay, so far, so good, Rabbi Osai. That's the intro, that's the psicha to the parish. Machlokas of Chaim and the Tzoks. And Rashi sounds like a Chaim. Says the Gemara, here we just get started. Chatzeiro, fet the Gemara Kasha. Masha konso isha kona bailo. Rashi kona bailo le peris. Lishtamishbo. Vakatilo no forget me yode the ba. Ooh, another important Rashi. Masha kon sa isha kon abai, which is a refrain, should not be taken literally. Because Rashi explains, doesn't mean he's automatically belongs to the husband. What it means is, the husband eats the peiris. It still belongs to the wife. The wife had a sodeh, a chotzer, which belonged to her before her marriage. She got a pirusha maybe from her father as a present from her rich uncle. Or she went to work and she bought it with her own money. I don't care if she got it. She owned a chater before her marriage. So Masha Konsa Isha Kona Baila doesn't mean that now it's it. Marriage is one big ripoff. The way some of the feminists would characterize it. Because that's not what it means. It means that the husband for the duration of the marriage, of the halachic marriage, has the ability to eat the fruits of the chater. The gufa chater still belongs to her. The peiris, the fruits that grow on the chatzar, belong to him. This is takonas chazal b'pashtus, the takonah de rabbona, and the takonah de rabbona was a quid pro quo. Tiknu pirkona takas peiris, the Gemara says in the Sefer Ksubis, that the husband has a responsibility towards her. What's that? To redeem her, in case she becomes kidnapped. Now, we laugh about that today, but read about the pirates and all the other kidnapping was something which was, happened. It happened. So the husband had a tremendous financial burden if it happened to redeem his wife, and in order to somehow even things out, they gave him the takana of peiros. He should eat the fruits of her field. Therefore, the Gemara Sakasha, what do you mean? He puts the chatzar in her field. she is Kona. What do you mean? And she gets the get. That's not possible. Masha Konsa Isha Kona Baila. Rashi the Paris. The Shtanishba. Vakatlo Nafik Get Miyode the Baal. Rashi's very careful in his expression. Rashi is saying, in the literal sense, that the chesaron here of Masha Konsa Isha Kona Baila is not so much that it didn't get into her hands, but it didn't get out of his hands. That's the impression you get from Rashi. Right? Lo Nafik Get Miyode the Baal. That's what Rashi emphasizes, that he's not really out of his hands. Forget to be good, it has to be out of his hands and into her hands. This chater is a kind of a combo. It's a kind of a joint ownership, right? He has the payers, she has the goof. So although she has something, she has the goof, but nonetheless, since he himself has the payers, hasn't gotten out of his hands yet. That's an important point. Is the chesaron indeed that she hasn't gotten it yet, or he hasn't gotten rid of it yet? It's not so clear. Rashi sounds like he hasn't gotten rid of it yet, which could be what we call an issue, the Gemara calls later on, of agida gabe. He's still sort of hanging on to it, which could be no good in the Kol HaTorah. It could be only a shortcoming with respect to get. Because it says, the cost of a sefer what? Krisis. The Gemara is like, krisis v'lekwe. He has to absolutely sever the tie. If the husband still has a connection to that, the yard into which he threw the get, although she has a goof, he has the paris, could be a chesaron in the krisus. Well, no, maybe stop it. She cannot be konah. That may have something to do with the question of if I rent a field from you, can I give you a present by putting something in the field? Forget husband and wife. Two men, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven owns a field. Shimon rented the field. Can Shimon give Reuven a present? He wants to give him a Chanukah menorah. Can he give him a present by putting the Chanukah menorah in that yard which belongs to Reuven? If the shortcoming in Rashi is only limited to get, the answer is yes, it's a kamak when it comes to giving a menorah to the landlord, you're the tenant. If, however, we understand the shortcoming is a general one, that I haven't given it over yet, because after all, I still am the tenant, and the tenant has primary use with respect to Kenyan payers of the chatzer, including acquiring things which are put into the chatzer, then it's a shortcoming in general, not a given shortcoming, a shortcoming we call kol ha'tarah kula, throughout the laws of transference. That's so far unclear. Rashi's mashma a little bit the first way, because Rashi talks about the idea that it hasn't gotten out of his hands. Didn't say it hasn't gotten into her hands. A little bit of a ride from Rashi. Answer to Gemara, Amar Abulazar, the kosev l'adin u'dvarim, ein li b'nechasayach. Sure. He writes her a piece of paper at the appropriate time, that I have nothing to do with your field, with your property. Fret the Gemara, v'chikasav v'mayhavi, hachi mayhavi, v'atanya, omu l'chaveru, din edvarim, en li asad azu, v'en li esek bo, v'yodim yisolek asemena, lo amaklum. It's a meaningless statement. Why? I can't say that I have nothing to do with my tie. Don't you see this beautiful tie I'm wearing? I can't say, din edvar, no din edvar with this tie, and I have no ASIC with this tie, and my hand is Muslim. It doesn't help. The ties are on my shirt, around my neck. The tie is mine. You can't get rid of something which belongs to you except for one of two ways, three ways. Either you sell it, or you give it away as a present, or you make it what? Hefker. Those are the three ways it can become no longer belong to you. But something which is, you didn't give it as a matam, you didn't give it as a mechira, you didn't give it to make it officially hefker, it's yours. You can't say, well, my hand has nothing to do with this. That's not a sufficient formulation. Amar de Rabbi Yanai, b'kosev lo v'oda arusa. Okay? What does that mean, Rashi? Towards the bottom? V'oda arusa kodon shezocha v'nechosim, v'ein tzach lichtel v'sha matana, t'yocho lahastas k'di raf kahana. Okay, what did Rav Kahana say? Nachla abol al odom dimokom acher, odom masta olea shalo yiroshena. Rashi mokom acher, she'en yirush tavosim an Torah, masta olea kodon shezocha. This is a very important thing to know, that there is a window, a small window of opportunity, between Erisin and Nisun. Now it's small. It used to be a year. Now it's a few, it's a minute, a few minutes. Between Erisin and Nisun, during which time a person can renounce rights which otherwise would accrue to him upon Nisun. He has the opportunity to renounce it at that moment. Didn't say before Erisin. Before Erisin is too early. After Nisun is too late. Only between Erisin and Nisun can these rights be renounced. And this is done. As a matter of fact, this is done. They said this Gemara in Masechta Ksubis. And there's a certain particular text which has to be said. So look at Tosfos. The Kos Ladin Advarim, the Imtomar, Vakati Isli, the Baal Peri, Kedamina Vakosev, and Ksubis, Daf Pegim. What do you have to say? Shabbalach Operis Bechayeha. If you say, Andy Ben Chosein, what do you mean? I don't want to have full possession. What do you mean full possession? It's not his anyway, it belongs to her. The answer is upon her death, it belongs to him. And if he wants to give up that right, he does not want to inherit her, for whatever reason, he has to say, David Zorim, Anli Ben Chosein. If you want to give up the interest income from the property, or whatever agricultural output of the property, you have to say, not only the Chosein, you have to say, Perusayim as well. So he tells you, you're right. Ishlama the Kosala, Din Advarim, and the Minakhasayat, Luva Perosayan. And then some say, Uva Perosayan, Ad Olam. You know, it's because it's the Peros, when you reinvest, you know. That's what is normally said. The Oz last like Keraminahasam. Uli Rabbeinu Tam. The Mefarish Besamuch. The Lotali Bachilas Peros. Asishalak Moshe Farish Besamuch. Tulas Besumas depends upon Peros. Rabbeinu Tam says no. You may have been, as I have, at a second wedding. A couple gets married later in life. They're both in their 70s. They're both married for 40 years, 40, 50 years. They have children and they have grandchildren. And now they both became widows. Right? The man lost his wife and the woman lost her husband. And they're told, they all settled Levado. So they made a shidduch. It's a big mitzvah. The people should be by themselves in their 70s either. Right? The people, on the contrary, that's what they need. You can argue they need, on a simple level, they need more. They just need someone to help them out. You don't want people in their 80-something years old by themselves. It's not so good. So, Baruch Hashem. But, Rabbi Osai, they have their own lives, and their own families, and their own bank accounts. And they are anxious children, sometimes, or very, not the anxious parents. They work very hard for 50 years, and they raised two children. And the husband raised two children, and the wife raised three children. And he has money, and she has money. Maybe her late husband worked so many years, and she has the money now. And they want whatever they have to go to their respective biological children, which is a perfectly valid desire. But there's a major problem in halacha. He has no problem. Not much of a problem, a little bit, but to pay off the ksuba, but okay. But she, actually, could be a bit of a problem, because al pi ikar halacha, if a man passes away, the woman's entitled to be supported from the husband's estate forever, unless she remarries, which could be a serious sum of money. She's allowed to live in the marital abode forever. Can't kick her out. So that's a different shmooze. But whatever it is, they have to figure that one out. But the bigger concern is on the side of the woman's family, because we all know, as we see over here, that a man, Baal Yorash is Ishto. So what we think is going to happen? She will predecease him, and all of her money will go to her husband, and the three children that were waiting for this Yerusha, after waiting in the negative sense, I mean, they want them to live 120 years, but they figure when they even have the time for Yerusha, they'll be able to say a Baruch, Dianemis, and Baruch Atol Vameit, they should get $5 million. All of a sudden, the 15 cool mil go to him. Ah, I mean, we know this guy's a very nice man. He's married to our mother for 3 years. But, you know, I mean, he should get 15 mil and leave us. So in the secular world, there's an easy way out of that. What's it called? Prenup. A prenuptial agreement. They make it. That's what's done on a regular basis. It's on agreement. He keeps his property. She keeps her property in the house with this, which is a proper thing to do in such a circumstance. What about the halacha? The halacha is we are prenup is right in this gemara. What does he say? Under the chuppah, he has to say this. After the heiress, which he gave her the ring, before the nisuin. How do you do that? They want to give her the ring under the chuppah. So we assume that the nisuin doesn't start until they start the sherev brachos. So there's a little bit of a gap of time between after the ring is put on the finger, then they read the ksuba. And why read the ksuba? I said, a guy can read the ksuba. Well, why read the ksuba? The Rashi says there should be a half stick between the heiress and the nisuin. Used to be a 12-month hefsek. Now we have a few minute hefsek, so we should read the ksuba at that time. So at least it should be, no matter how fast you read the ksuba, it still takes 2 minutes. For the bar paragraph, that's what you're worried about. Bar paragraph, you think?
I
didn't think that way. I thought maybe you're right. I don't know. I have to look again. It's just, I think it's a chuvas Rashi. At least it's because of the bracha bar paragraph. Make a new bar paragraph. I didn't think so. I thought it's because of the. You want to have a little decent interval between the, it used to be a year, at least have a few minutes between the Arison and the Nisuin. If I remember, maybe look it up. I'm pretty sure it's a Chuvas Rashi. I remember that the Rav used to tell us that the rabbi's going to speak under the Chuppah, which often happens. That's when he should speak. That's when most speeches do take place, after the Arison before the Nisuin. I once told this to a rabbinical training group that I teach for young Israel in Brooklyn. So I said it, and one of the Rav's Talmidim claimed, they heard from the Rav, nope, you're not allowed to speak then, it's a hefsek between the Arison and the Nisuin. What? He must have gotten it wrong. The Rav said, you should not have a hefsek. I can't go argue with someone who's been saying this for the last 50 years, they heard from the Rav. It's not going to change the mind of a little speck like me. But I think you probably heard it wrong. Anyway, so you have to say after the Arison, Dinu Dvarim, Ainli Beperosein, Binachasayev of Beperosein, of Beperosein, Ad Olam. Now, I think you have to have a cue card for this one. Maybe Mehari Yat's hard enough, but this is another cue card for this. Okay? I guess the Eid of Kedushin are there for that too. Stay here, don't move. Okay? So it really happens. Okay, how does this thing work? Says the Gemara. Who could the Rava? The last on the Amud. The Amar Rava, HaOmer, Yevshi, B'takanas, HaChamim, K'gonzu, Shomla. This is an amazing series of Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4. A whole bunch of members. What's K'gonzu? What's K'gonzu? Ma says, Yechola Isha, Shetoma Labala, Eini Nizonis, V'eini Osa. So a woman can say, no thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. That's all. I don't want it. He could say, I don't want the Yerusha. I don't want the Paris. And she could say, no thanks to the Mazonas. I won't give you my income either. Because you'd have Tiknu Pirkona Takas Paris. And Tiknu Mazonas Takas Masiya Daim. That is a quid pro quo of the earnings that he keeps and the support which he has to give to her. She says, thanks, but no thanks. I won't take your support. I won't give you my earnings. And Rashi explains, the chi tikkun rabbonim mizona lahana osa tikkun, zimun de lo safka b'masi odeo. V'chakach tikkun masi odeo lebalo mishim eilo. It's not right. He's supporting her and she should keep her earnings. It's not fair. The chi kol olomar, efshi. Okay? They're both saying. So far with the case we're talking about. To the Zorek, get Lishto, Ibisov Besa, or Besov Chatzera. What kind of Chatzera are we talking about? A Chatzera, not a plain Chatzera. A plain Chatzera, so far, the Gemara thinks Masha Chatzera, either Kosher, Kana Baila, and it's not considered a proper get. It wouldn't work. It's not a Nasir, not a Kenyan, as the case may be. But now we're talking about a case where he has no rights to this Chatzera, and therefore it's a proper Nasir. Any questions? Yes?
So it sounds like we're beginning to talk about this thing in the world, that she's bringing Paris, into the marriage.
Paris, yeah, okay.
That she's bringing into the marriage.
No.
And now it sounds like this would apply even if she won something, even if she got it during her marriage. Because she says, I'm not getting Mizonos, you're not getting my mice to die.
No, that's a different story. This is purely an example. We're not discussing this example of a Rav Huna Marav has nothing at all to do with our discussion. Just Kigon Zoo, that's all. Nothing.
So without a case, so why don't we say a case? Why are we saying the case where she brought into marriage? Let's say she got paid in a field, and she says, okay.
That's another good question. Okay. Any nizonis, the anios. So now I have $1 million in the bank, and I'll take the $1 million, I'm going to buy a piece of property. in Manhattan. Guess what he gets, this guy? He gets the Paris. He gets the rental income. Because he gets the Paris of all of her possessions, the Pashtas, what she brought into the wedding originally, what she owned before she got married, as well as what she acquires during the marriage. She makes money and buys land, or what she puts it in the bank and gets interest. Pashta goes to the husband. That's the Pashup Shah. Okay, now we come to a tremendous question. Mara says, Rava Omar, Otu Yoda Milo Kanya Le Lebal. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rashi. Rav Amar. Le'olam edelol kosev la'dinu dvarim. The Pashtas are not Mishnah. It's not limited to a particular case. You wrote dinu dvarim and the bit of chasayach with peiros. Saying, no. It's a Mishnah. It's a stam. Who the kashalach. Masha kansi isha kona baila. Otu yoda says Rashi. Milokonya le'le le'bav v'chulei. Kami parach mai. We'll see what that means. So the same way as we ask a question against the Mishnah, how do you put a get into her backyard? Then we ask a better question. How does the average man put a get into his wife's hand? Because Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baal apparently applies to her hand as well. So what must you answer? Ella Zapta Gemara, Gita V'yada Bon Kiechad, a world famous expression. Gita V'yada Bon Kiechad, Hachanami, Gita V'chatzera Bon Kiechad. Magic theme. Gita v'yoda bo yechad says Rashi al yedein aget bo yoda lo im nesina. So it goes together. The get and the yad come together. So in one shot, that very same split second in time, the get is put into her hand. She's acquiring the get and acquiring her hand, acquiring everything at once. Some magic. Bo yechad. As the Gemara says. Amalei Ravina, Le Ravashi, Rova Yad De Isha Kokashale. What's bothering about the Yad of an Isha? What's wrong? What's bothering him? Nay, the Konile Le Masi Odeo, Yoda Gufa Mi Konile. What's the problem? Why can't he put the get into her hand? Because although she's calling the get from Masi, her hand rather, from Masi Odaim. In what sense, Masi Odaim? Masi Odaim. That means that she makes money. That he keeps the earnings, but he doesn't own her. Contrary to the that famous decision printed last year in newspapers about the acquisition nature of marriage, the Gemara says that a man does not own his wife's hands. Doesn't own it. Rashi explains, "Nay, the kind of masio there have a gufa mikanile. Think he owns her like he owns chattel." Chas v'shalom. V'keim on the gufa lo kanile michi yaev gita liyada nafak lo get mirshu say v'lo mishem the gita v'yada bon ki echad. You don't need that because the can was never really acquired by the husband in the first place. Hilchabe chotzer the kanile heichi megarsha. Oh, but the chotzer itself apparently is considered to be his. What's the obvious question? Before we go any further, what's the obvious question? You guys were saying before that, what do you mean the chotzer is his? His with respect to what? Paris. And what's the yad his respect to what? In effect, Paris. Masi Adair. Sainoach, Tosis Kash. It's the top Tosis on the Ayan Zion on the base. Yoda, Gufe Mikanile, Vim Toma, Chatzera Nami Lo Kanile Gufe Ela Peri. What's in Yana Chotz? It's exactly the same thing. A tremendous cash. Let's finish the Gemara first before we'll come back to the cash in 1 minute. So what's my answer? Amalei Rava Yad Ha'evet Kokashale. Lamandav Mishtar De'atzmo Yad Evet Tid Yad Rabo Damiya. Ela Gita V'yodabo Kiyechad Ha'chanami Gita V'chatzei Ra Bo'in Kiyechad. End of the first part of the circuit. Not Gito V'yoda. That's not necessary. Gito V'chatzei Ra you need, and Ha'evet Gito V'yoda. That's the most conclusion. I'm going to go back to Tosis. Okay, Rabosei, everyone back to Tosis. Come on. It's the Gevaldik account. What do they answer? V'yesh Loma. Kevan de Konilo Lepeiro Havi Ki'ilu Konilo Guf HaChotzer What does that mean? What do these words mean? Who knows what this means? What does it mean? Who can give me a pasha pshat in the words? Who can tell me pshat? In both cases, it's identical, it seems. In both cases, he doesn't own outright, doesn't own her outright, her hand, doesn't own her yard outright. In both cases, he's entitled to the profits. So what kind of word games are going on here? What does it mean? Who knows? It should have come up last year with the Baba Kama. It should have come up somewhere on the Baba Kama. No, maybe I'm wrong. By both sides, there are two concepts which I want to distinguish between. It's very important. Again, this is not directly Armenian now, but yeah, learn sugyan. There's something called Kinyan Paris and something called Zchus Paris. It was not mentioned last year at all? No, new. Okay, I guess. We'll have to do a holy level account without mentioning this. It is in the eighth paragraph. We never got to the eighth paragraph. Okay, I guess we never learned it. Okay, I apologize. I thought we had learned it, but we didn't. So it was mentioned briefly now. There's a big machlokas in the Gemara, Baba Basra, and also mentioned in Baba Kamba a little bit, where the Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Aguf. There's a concept called Kinyan Paris. Kinyan Paris, I'd like to retranslate. It's a kitzur term. Kinyan Paris really means Kinyan Haguf Lib Paris, or Kinyan Haguf Lib Peirosov. I own the field with respect to its fruit. It's a Kinyan Haguf Lib Peirosov, known in shorthand as Kinyan Paris. That's one concept. There's a totally different, although at first glance quite similar concept, known as Zuchus Paris. Zuchus Paris means the right to fruits. What do you mean the right? Would you say that if I own my house, that I also own the right to sit down and eat supper there, to buy my talinah for Hanukkah dinner? I don't know, that's not a question of a right. It belongs to me. I do what I want. But if it doesn't belong to me, then all I have is rights. Right? I have certain rights. What does this chus peiros mean? I don't own it. I don't own the Kinyan Aguf. I don't even own the Kinyan Aguf, the Perosa. All I have is a Zchus Peris. Now, Zchus Peris is normally non-transferable. Why? What's the four-word expression to explain why Zchus Peris is normally non-transferable? Correct. Dabar Shalom Bola Olam. You may have learned this once. You can't be Makne Peris Deko. You learned this once. It's famous. I'm asking him in grade school. Can't you make the payers deco? You can't sell the payers deco, the fruit which is going to come from a tree. But you can be makne the deco liperoso. So if I have zchus to payers deco somehow, that's called zchus payers. It's not easily acquired. But if I have that, that's what I have. Zchus payers. But if I own the deca liperoso, that's called a Kinyan Peiros, or Kinyan Aguf liperoso. Okay? Says Tosis, that's the way I read the Tosis. That's the distinction between the Peiros of the Chotzer of the husband, the Chotzer of the woman, the married woman, and the Yad of the married woman. Although in both cases, all the husband gets is Peiros. But he gets Peiros two different ways. When it comes to her hand, her Yad, Mamash, her Yad, he doesn't have a kinyan in her hand at all. Not absolute, of course, not shadow. But he doesn't even have a kinyan in yad, live pay her also. He doesn't own her hand with respect to the earnings of her handiwork. No, not even that. All he has is the right to keep the earnings, which will come ultimately from what she does with her hands. When it comes to chatzera, it's different. When it comes to chatzera, he has what we call a kinyan haguf liperoso. He owns the field with respect to the fruit. He owns the field with respect to the fruit. Sounds like a bunch of words. It's different if he owns the field with respect to the fruit, or if he owns the fruit when it comes out. What's the difference? It's the same thing. Well, it's not the same thing. I think that's what Tosis is driving at over here. I think one wants to know, Yada gufe mi kanyole. Moses Akashin says, by Yada should be no problem. By Chotzer there is a problem, and by Yada there is no problem. Why? Because by Yad, if he gives the get into her hand, the hand is hers. Her hand is her hand. Her toe is her toe. Her body is her body. True, he has certain yield that when she works, the money goes, he can keep it, put it to his bank account. That may be true. But he doesn't own her, not completely, and not even, we'll call partially. All he has the right to is her earnings. He doesn't own her at all. And therefore, so she owns herself completely clean. She owns her pinyan agud. She owns her pinyan peres. She owns everything. So she has a schus peres to get her earnings. So when he puts the get into her hand, it's an absolutely valid get, no problem. But when he puts that get into her chatzer, since the husband himself owns the chatzer, with respect to the fruits, that's not a valid nesina. He's not going to have to see him from her perspective, or he's still holding on a little bit too much from his perspective, we saw before. Whatever it may be, it's not a valid decision. That's the distinction between Yod and Chotzer.
What's the second Teres and Tos? I think it's really saying the same thing in different words. Yod. The Chotzer Konilo Balkocha Shel Isha. Alright, there's no choice. There's no choice. She can't say thanks, but no thanks. With respect to this Zet HaGazet, Perkona Takas Peris. Well, if Fresh will say thanks but no thanks, then she's going to get kidnapped. So we're going to let her die. Well, what do you mean thanks but no thanks? You can't do that. It's a Perkona Takas Peris. You must give the husband the Peris, so you'll have Perkona on you if Chas Hashem happens in, later on in your life. You can't say no. It's like there's some people say you have to have an insurance policy. There's some yeshivas that force the rabbis to have an insurance policy. You have a pension plan. Why? It'll be a knacker, and he'll say no. And then chasam, something happens to him, and his family is desperate. You don't want money from the yeshiva. The man worked so hard for 25 years, and then they're crying. What are you crying about? You had a chance to make a pension. Oh, I didn't know about it. So they force you. Sitting over here. She'll say no thanks. Now she got kidnapped. Oh, I'm kidnapped. So, there seems to be a mechanism for that. Give the Paris for 25 years, and they get kidnapped, and then they'll spend all the money to redeem you. You didn't do it. So we don't allow that to happen. We force the issue. Like some, she was forced to register to have a pension or insurance plan. Same idea. Okay. Aval yodeo, einam knuyim lo al kocho, v'yichol yilomar, einini zonas v'yeniyos. She could say that. But the first glance is a very difficult tosis. Who cares? She could say it, but she didn't say it. We're not saying Hacha b'Mayaskin, and she said it. She could have said it. So what? She could have said it, but she didn't say it. Who cares what she could have done? You know, I could have been a millionaire. What good does that do me? Could have. She didn't say it. So what good is that? She could have said it, but she didn't say it. Here's the answer, I believe. That the fact that the chotzer is acquired by the Beiros of the husband against the will indicates an indicator, it's a symptom of the fact that that's really Kinyan HaGuf the Beiros, but she has no alternative, as opposed to the Maisi Adayin, which she can get out of. So even if she hasn't gotten out of it yet, she hasn't chosen to say these donors any else, but the fact that she could do it indicates there's no Kinyan HaGuf the Beiros, it's only a Schus Peiros. That's why I understand it's really saying the same thing, more or less, just in different words. Okay. Now, Balsai, we come to a new piece of Gemara. You have any questions before we start the new Gemara? Yes.
To what extent can she say
she
can say this
idea
into the marriage?
Like,
she...
Yeah, Amy's honest, yes. There's a discussion that they're going to be showing him. Could she change every day? One day she sees that I have a lot of good work. Okay, Amy's honest. And she's unemployed for a week. No, I want my results. So most posts she can't flip like a pendulum. A good day she wants no part of it. She'll keep her earnings and you don't support me. A bad day she'll turn around and say, "Oh, I'm desperate. Support me." She can have the best of both worlds. That's the post can assume.
She can tell that guy. She can send the message once she's a captive.
Captive, there's nothing to talk about. You can't do that. I said it before. Talking about the Mizonas and the Master Dan, but she has an option, but you can't exercise it every day to change it around. That's the possible saying. Could be once she said once, it's over already. Done. Could be. Silver sticker sugars. Yes.
We are not clean enough to also say that like he doesn't have to pay her, like in case of the two older people.
Two older people, the primary role of the prenuptial agreement with older people is that the Achamev Es Mishana, he should keep his possessions that go to his children, and her possessions go to her children.
So they don't have to keep her in case?
Well, that's not so. If in the prenuptial agreement it did not say that there's any change, if the B'nai Torah followed the halacha, then if the man dies before the woman, they, the heirs, will have to pay from his estate for her upkeep as long as she lives or until she remarries, and house her in the marital abode indefinitely. If they write the fairish for Karen, so they made a deal for Karen. Okay, good. Now we start the next part. So this is now getting a little bit harder. Okay, Abbas, look inside, please. A story. Story time. Baruch Hashem. Story time. Haushchimera, the cause of Lagita Lidvisu, Bahadi Panya Damali Shapsa. Friday afternoon, he had to get, it's getting bad, because you never know what's going to happen. He had to get for his wife on Friday afternoon. Velohispik Lemaisvila, he didn't get a chance to give it to her, and all of a sudden, Kabbalah Shabbos, siren goes off. Lemocha Tokafayama, it's getting really bad. He is not making it till Havdalah. He is not going to make it. Gewalt, gewalt. Poor wife, this loyal wife, is going to be stuck with this unscrupulous brother-in-law who's going to rip her off. Gewalt! What do we do? Also, look, I made the rubber. Desperate situation. Amalahu, we told them, Zilu Amrule, tell this sick man, Likanye Nihala, Lahu Duchta, the Yosef Vegita. He should sell her or gift her the place where the get is found. And she should perform what we call the Kinyan of Chazaka. The Tanan, no God apart, Koshu, Harezu, Chazaka. Shoy! A great idea. What a terrific idea. Terrific idea. What? Mom goes to again, Kona Baila. Mom says, talk about an Arusa. Mom says, no, Bonki Echad. That's just the end of the sukkah. This is the basic sukkah. Any question on the Gemara? Mom is pretty clear, right? You have a question on it? Yes?
Yeah. Reason they couldn't take it to the
Gemara? That's a good question. What's the big deal of it? Let them just give her the get. What's the big deal? Let them give her the get in the hand. Right? So Tarsus quotes in. Of the Tazel E, the Tazel of the Tiftach, Pirish Rashi, Fisha get also the Tata, the Mosula. It's Muksa. Aye, what are you Muksa for? Stam is an Issa. We have in the Tosefta, which we don't have in front of us in our Tosefta. Anyway. Ein Begash and Beshabbat, 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 Aikilu, to lo people kame yavam. That's what it is in the Mishnah, in the Kashna, say in Begashin. Because he had a Shasat Tzchak case. Shema Shor Lagash. Fine. So, why can't he give her the get? So Rashi said because it's Muktzah.
There's no reason it's Muktzah.
Not necessarily. I think it's Muktzah anyway. It's like a Shtar and Yoytus. It's kind of a document. I don't know. You're asking a good question. I don't know. Okay? So, is it good? Yeah. No kidding by get? No, because they were matter a kinyan on Shabbos. The Shasat Chak, that's awesome, but the Shasat Chak might be different. Not the mitzvah, right? Could be. So this is very good. The second half of this is very difficult. The last three lines of this Tosis is very hard. Let's skip it for the moment. You have to know what to pick your spots. I'm just telling you in advance, it's very hard. You don't know what it means. You want to go up to Pnei Yeshua, the wild Shabbat. It's so wild. Even the descendant of Pnei Yeshua, I don't understand how he can say that. Why is it not allowed? Well, he said Rashi is because the get is considered to be Muktzah. Right? And they don't say, they're not giving the wrong Shabbat, I don't think. Huh?
Right.
Again, it's next to the mitzvah, not beitzah. It could be a shtari adyotos. It's some kind of a official document that should be handled on Shabbos. Fine. The key here is the Rashi. The key here is the Rashi. Rashi, harezu chazok. This Rashi starts a whole literature. Harezu chazoko, says Rashi, liknos. She'en amocha yocho lavzabo. Tahashta koyohiv lo chotzer. Vigitoch bisocho. Utnan, nechosim she'en damachrayes. Nikten, and nechosim she'esh damachrayes. Vekesef vishtar vachazok. A famous Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah to be found? Mesech v'kiddushin, at the end of the first parak. What's this Kenyan called in one word? Agav. The famous Kenyan Agav. The famous Kenyan Agav. This Kenyan Agav is problematic on two scores. On two scores. The Ran asks a simple kasha about why this can't be true. Turn to the Ran. I don't know if you saw the Ran yet. Please turn to the Ran if you don't mind. So, the Ran, until the very end, says, you know, you should really read this first, this, you know, it's not written directly, but let's just read it. Remember the Gemara said, we just sort of glossed over it, the Gemara said, there's a story with Rava, and they asked Rava, but after all, what do you mean, she's going to give the get, they'll throw the get into the chotzer. Masha Kansi Isha, Kona Baila, Shemos Kash, Moshe talk about Arusa, Moshe just want to say, well, give them a Chatzera, boy and Kiyacha. No? Remember that? Just read the Gemara. It's probably really read it again. Same Gemara that we saw before, which repeats in this story with Rava. The Gemara says, they told him, Lomar Avilish L'Rava, Masha Kansi Isha, Kona Baila. What are you talking about? What are you going to give me an Eitz over here? An Eitz which doesn't work. Mar answered, oh, he was embarrassed. And it turned out she wasn't in the sewer, she was only in Arusa, so he was saved from his shame. And Rabbi Dan says, no, it doesn't make a difference. Keep the Bechatzer and Bo'akeh. This is, he formulated this concept in this case. Here's where he came up with this wild idea, this Kiddush Neira of Gita Bechatzer and Bo'akeh came out of this story. Okay, fine. Frek the Ran on page 78, Vaha, big with the tag of Vaha, it's the Eagle of Medak, it's two lines under where it says, both on the same line where it says, Nun Alpha Beis in brackets. My Kushio, the Rabbi, my Ichse, was embarrassed. Rabbi himself said in Cheska Sabbath, Nun Alpha Beis. The Baal Shenosan Matana Leishto Konsa Viena Balachal Paris. Showing. If somebody else gives her a present, if she had possessions before the wedding, the Baal gets Paris. If he himself gives her a present, he doesn't get Paris. Yeshlomar, the Getzer Lohoya Bebesa Shoshimara, Ela Bebesa Shaliach, Shu Osa Shaliach Merav Shabbos, Losses to get the Ishto, Vaget Hoya Adayan Bebesa Shaliach. V'chatzero shel shaliach ki yodo v'chatzero shel baal. V'rova amal shaliach delikni lo ha'uduchto kidei shelo titorev daino shel shrimer olov. V'likni lo gita midin chatzero kino sen get v'chatzero v'kosa lo shtar maton olov v'kina aso miskareshes bo. It's a gemara that chofala from an aleph. Frank the gemara, that's the case. Masha konsi shakona bailo. Because it's not given from the husband, the present's given from the third party. They say, Bonki Echel. Fine. We'll be called on Stirani. It's the main point. We didn't have to say the Miskareshes. Shalom kedivrei Rashi zal. This is right. We don't have the word kotzer. Shapirish the kanyalei leget ba'agav, and he quotes the Mishnah Kiddushin of Chav Beis. V'lo nehira. D'im kain lo mali hahu duchto. Well, it has to be in the same place. The yosef di'oiv or the yosef be'gita. The kaima lo binan tzvurin. You don't need that the possessions which are transferred through agav have to be in that place. Elavadai ein isha miskareshes bi'agav. Why not? The be'inan v'nosan b'yodo v'leko. V'ochem b'din chatzero no gubo. K'darminan b'hedjo d'av l'gidda v'chatzero b'ongel. It can't be agav. Had it been agav, then we don't need to say that the get is bahu duchto. Because we pass him now, l'ochem b'din agav yekon, even if the karka's here and the talpon are there, you're still coming. Here you insist that the talpon be the get be in the appointed piece of karka. This proves there must be kinyan chotzer, and it's not kinyan agav. The Ran rests his case. So this Rashi is a pella otzim. A pella otzim. Why? What is the Ran's kasha? The Ran's kasha, you know, you can give an answer. You can give an answer to the Ran's kasha. The Ktsos gave an answer. In Simon Reish Beis, Siv Cotton Dalad. The Ktsos gave an answer. What's his answer? His answer is that if he attempts to transfer the get, which is in his own yard, to her through Kinyan Agav, by being makna to him, by being makna to her rather, some other piece of property, and saying, I'm going to be makna the Metalton Agav Kaka, which are two different places, you don't need Tzvurin, you run into a very serious problem, says the Ktsos. The Ktsos is what we call Agida Gabe, or lack of creases. That's a Gemara of Ayin Chesem and Beis. Later in the Maamar comes, in Bava Metzia is even more explicit of Zayin and Alf. With the Gemara, when it comes to a get, you have to have absolute creases, complete severing of the relationship. If it's Agida Gabe, if the get is somehow tied to him, is it still connected to him in any which way, we say the get is no good. So here too, if he would try to be makna the getter, but the get is going to be still in his property, because he's going to makna the get agav some other property, then the problem is going to be, it's agida gabe, and it will not be a valid get. That's how the Ktsos answers that kasha. That answers the kasha of what's wrong with, why do you need, hauduchta. But then answer the much more basic kasha. What came over Rashi? What got into Rashi's head that he suddenly is talking here about agav? The whole sugya is talking about chotzer. Is the word agav found anywhere in this sugya from the beginning to the end? Did anyone see the word agav found printed anywhere in the Gemara? I didn't see it. So why is Rashi suddenly talking about agav over here? It's kinyan chotzer. What's going on? Pele ploy. Yes.
How do we answer Rava in the Rava? Either Rava the whole long thing, or she answered Rava.
You talk about the question of the Ika the Reidak?
Yeah.
The Ram was bothered by the question as follows. If Rav himself says that when the man gives a present to his wife, there's no Paris. So there's no Paris, there's no problem. So what do you tell me? It's, you don't need Kita Vachatzer Bonkechem. It belongs to her outright. So the Nesina should be good Nesina. It's no problem. So what did he answer? He didn't get it from the husband, he got it from the third party. But from the third party, so the husband gets Paris. Husband gets Paris, Gavalt, Masakansi Chukanabaila. Had husband given it to her, they would say Masakansi Chukanabaila, because if he gives it to her directly, she's Kona completely. There is no Paris. The bigger question, why did Rashi introduce here the concept of Aga? What's wrong with Chotz? What's wrong with Chotz? That's the problem. No, I have teretz. I give you a teretz. There's a shita mekubetes in Perek Eilu Metzius. Before I start, I was supposed to announce the Kolo Torah Metzia on Shabbaton in Washington D.C. The Shabbos. I want to go to Washington D.C. Silver Spring, huh? you want to go. Okay, so it's I want to get you to learn for a couple of years somewhere in Atlanta, Boca, Chicago, Cleveland, Hollywood, Kansas City, New York, L.A., Memphis, or Montreal. That's where they have the code. Okay, so if you're interested in going to one of those places, go learn Torah and see the world, then let me know. I'll try to arrange you to go there. Okay. Oh, I have a whole schedule there. Okay. I'll put it aside for the moment. Everyone's in schedule? Okay, so the Shita Mekubetes is quoted by that Ktzos that I asked. That's the paragraph which I asked you to see. Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches Sivkot Beis the Efshar. That's the very end. That's where this Shita Mekubetes is quoted. And it's quoted here in this beautiful edition of Tzos on Gittin. And now Daf, Ayin, Zayin, Amud Beis. Yeah.
Does everyone agree that they know Bravo, that if the husband gives a present to his wife?
I don't know.
Why?
I'm not sure.
To that case where she doesn't get arrows. He doesn't get
there,
and she gets
the fee. That would apply to a case where in which she gives it to him. She have properties, all kinds of other properties. So it says Chatzera, it doesn't say only he got it from her. She got it from him. She says Chatzera. It doesn't say only her Chatzera from. Chayes Nekasha. Why did Gemara say, Kosmo did a Dvarim? The mug of a case, Nasanab Vimatana. But that's limiting. This is said plain. You're asking the cause was also limited. Different or Kimta, you're asking. That's a good question. I don't know. What? You're here in a Kimta, there in a Kimta. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a very good point you're asking. Ella, I'm quoting now. I found a sheet of Mekubetes, who holds like the Shach. What did the Shach say? Shach said a Chiddush Nifla Venora. And in my humble opinion, this was bothering Rashi. This was bothering Rashi. What did it say there? It says, calls him a Tosus Chitzonios. When do we say that a Chotzer is Kone? Is Hecha Shachotzer Hoya Shalo Kodom Lakein. Kodom Lakein Shabbos HaMetzia Latoch HaChotzer. Aval Hecha She'en HaChotzer Shalo. Lokana lechatzera. Again, to repeat, a shmamina. Lokana lechatzera. Ela kshachata shalo. Bisho shamatablim boin lechatzer. Your chatzer can acquire for you only if you own the property before the metablim came in. It's the shach says. Shach says in Simon Kuf Tzadi Chesed Katan Zayin that Yikona Hainadakna Shah Hiskir Lo Achotze Mitchila Machakach Lo Metatla Avo Shnei Ki Echad Lo. Frekti Ktsos Udvarv Tmuim Darminan Behedja Bresh Perak Azorek Chatzera Mashakon Tishakon Abayla. Mora says Gita v'chatzera bo'an ki echad. Kamo v'eved, the Gita v'yoda bo'an ki echad. How can the Shach say, Rabbi Osai, that the field must be yours before the possessions are introduced into the field, and otherwise no kin yechatzer? It's against the Mefurashi Gemara. It's against our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that you can have this concept called Gita v'chatzera Boin Tiyachot. Obviously, and then take the case which we just had, where the get was there before the chatzah was transferred. The right? Get of the shchimera. The get was there first. So then, when the shchimera tells his, I'm dying, he tells his wife, please, quickly get kinyan chazaka, lock up the area, and you'll be cone of the field, you'll be cone of the get too. How does it work? How is she cone of the get? But the get was in the field before she took possession of the field. Doesn't work according to the Shachat, the sheep didn't bother with as well. Oh. That's cash. That's his cash.
So it doesn't
hold
like, it doesn't
arrive? No, I don't know. So the Diaz Daiti, that's exactly what Rashi's talking about. That's what forced Rashi to discredit Neuro. Why did Rashi suddenly talking about Agav? Makes no sense. What's wrong with Chotzer? The whole thing is talking about Chotzer. Suddenly Rashi's talking about Agav. The answer is that Rashi's of the opinion, like the Shach and the Yeshiv and Bava Metzia, that Kinyan Chotzer doesn't work in a case in which, unless you own the Chotzer before you put the possession, before the possessions fall in there. So therefore, in this case, in this particular case, the most glaring case, where the chatzah belongs to him, and he puts the gets there from before Shabbos, and it's books, so you can't move it, as the case may be. You don't want to move it. There's no kerach to move it, whatever it may be. So he tells his wife, listen, lock up the door or something, and you'll be kone the get with the chatzah together. Bon kiyachem. So Rashi Aga, what's wrong with chatzah? Here's the answer. Chatzah won't work. Why won't chatzah work? Because the object was in the yard before the chatzah became belonged to her. It's no good. Chatzah is only kone. I own a chatzah. Something falls into the chatzah afterwards. That I'm kone. The nature of chatzah according to the yeshita mekubetzes and bava metziah with the shachar, maybe with this Rashi, is I have a property, a pre-existing property, and somebody put something into that property. Then we say the property can acquire it for me. But if the object is in the property first, and then I acquire the property, I cannot, through that acquisition of the property, acquire whatever else happens to be in that property beforehand. It doesn't work. It was explained beautifully in Anias Daiti why Rashi was forced to introduce Kinyan Agav. Because without Kinyan Agav, the Chotzer wouldn't work in this case. Exactly as the Shach said, and as the Shita said, and the Tzos is wondering, how can it be it's against the Mefurash Gemara? That's the answer, Rashi. Rashi asked his Kasha, and he gave his Teretz of Agav. Yes? Well, the truth is, that's a good question, it's an excellent question. Is this chiddush of Rashi limited to our extreme case where the chatzer belonged to him outright and now he's transferring the his own private chatzer to her together with the get? Or would it apply him into a case in which, no, the chatzer is hers, but still, mashakon tichakon abayla leperis, and the Gemara says, gita v'chatzer mon keret, that's also only with Agav. Rashi didn't say Agav until here. Rashi through the whole sugar didn't say Agav. So you get the impression from Rashi that in the case in which the chotzer is hers, although he has some residuals, he has some kinyan peiros, which are a problem, we can say gita v'chatzer bo yechad to overcome that problem, and she's actually kone b'chotzer. It's only over here where the chotzer is completely his, that's when Rashi piped up and said, oh no, this far, you're not going too far. That's the impression you get from the Rashi, why Rashi said it all at the end of the sugi. That's my understanding of Rashi. I didn't say what else to say, but I think it's a good answer. I think so. This leads us, gentlemen, to the question of if I'm so smart, you know, the oldest question, if I'm so smart, what did the Ran want? The Ran has to cash against Rashi, right? And he says, if it's Kinyan Agav, then what do you need Tziburin for? Agav works even if it's in a different place. So my answer is simple. Here's my answer of Osai. Listen very carefully. Very carefully. I didn't give the full answer. I only gave half an answer. I'm going to try to finish the answer. I didn't give the full answer because so far, let it work even if not, let it Agav work. Who needs Chotzer? Let Agav work on its own. Agav, who needs chatzah? A man that divorces his wife, can you give her the get with Agav?
No, Rashi says
no. So if Agav could work on its own, then the Ran's kasha is a good kasha. We gave it to him in toast. Right, okay. So we gave it to toast there. Correct. But I want to go further than that. Gentlemen, can a man divorce his wife and transfer the get to her with other kinyanim? Normally, the guy's giving it to her hand, but not some other. What about a different kinyan? I'll take the extreme. Chalipin. You know what chalipin means? You ever see by a wedding, photo op, maybe a Pesach? You know, ever see those things? Chalipin, right? So the man has a get. Here's a get. It's just a yellow piece of paper. This is the get. And the man wants to divorce her and give her the get. But she's too lazy to bend down. And he's within, say he's in another room. So his wife gives him a handkerchief. Right? He says, you're giving me the handkerchief? I'm makna you the get, the chalipin. Right? You do chalipin, no? Everyone knows about that, right? But the goyim pay Erev Pesach. Right? He gives the handkerchief. And they give him the chametz, right? Yes or no? The source goes to the furish gemara that not in Baba Basra. No, doesn't work. Why not? Why not, gentlemen? Correct. I got it right. It says in the Holy Torah, "V'nasan biyada," and "V'nasan biyada" demands a nesina. The machlokas of Chaim and the Tzoris is you need a kinyan over and above the nesina. So everyone agrees. He needed to see them. So just to make a kinyan chalipin on a get that he doesn't see her, they get to another room, and he doesn't give it to her in the hand at all, that does not work. The source goes to Mefurash Gemara in Baba Basra, it doesn't work. So therefore, I want to say Pshat Rashi like this. That Rashi is learning over here, it's a combination of things. As far as the Nesina is concerned, for that, it's kinyan chatzer. So as far as this scene is concerned, it's in the scene of the chatzer, which is yada. The only problem is, since in this case, the get was in the property of the husband, and then it was transferred to the wife, but the get was already in there, so there's a chasar in the kinyan chatzer, as you see in the sheet of Baba Metzia, and the shah, who say, the chatzer cannot be kone in that fashion, in that case, says Rashi, as far as kinyan is concerned, for here it's enough to have agav. So you have two things working together. The chatz takes care of the nesina, and the agav takes care of the kinyan. What? Well, we already said before Rashi, I was really planning ahead. Rashi learns at the very beginning of the shiur that Rashi learns you need both, a nesina and a kinyan. That's what you have over here. The nesina is b'chatzer, and the kinyan is b'agav. Married it. Works out like a charm. Nope. Now back again to the Ram. Yeah? No, only works by Chotzer. Because Chotzer is Yad. Chotzer is like Yad. They give it to a hand. It's a very big hand. A hand spans 3 acres. A 3-acre house, a 3-acre hand. Right? We have to discuss the Mitzvah tomorrow. What about the Kinyonim? What about Hagvah and the Sheikh and all these things? That's to be tomorrow's Shir. But, what about the Ran? What if we're so smart, why didn't the Ran get it? They wanted to say Shalat Chaim. Reb Chaim suggests, not the real Reb Chaim of Brisk, Reb Chaim Tinegger. Reb Chaim Tinegger is against Reb Chaim Brisker. He suggests like the Tzeltz, that you only need Nesina. You don't need a Kinyan. So therefore the Ran is saying, you need Nesina, you couldn't understand what kind of Shalat is this? Agav was a Kenyan, but he didn't like, he rejected our two-tiered shot that the Chatzar is a Nesina and the Agav is a Kenyan. Perhaps for the very reason we mentioned earlier today from the Ktos, the Get doesn't require a Kenyan. If the Get doesn't require a Kenyan, then Agav is completely superfluous. And if Agav would work, you wouldn't need it should be in that Chatzar. The Teretz is that Agav presumably won't work at all. You need Chatzar, why? Because you have to have a Nesina. A Nesina has to be doctored. Obviously, you can't have a Nesina in a different chatzah. That one was for Agav, not for Kinyan chatzah. So perhaps the Ran, when he's arguing on Rashi, is for a cause, perhaps because he's of the opinion, which is the Sosa Shita, that you don't need a Kinyan whatsoever. I'll just give you a 1-minute preview of how it's going to play out tomorrow. Shia, very important. Everyone watch me. Let me look at me. Here's the get. All right? Man's giving the wife a get, and he puts it into her hands, okay? She holds the get like this. Here, this is the get. Okay? Give the get. Here, a rabbi could pretend all of them. She holds the get, right? How much of the get can she hold in her hand? It gets about the size. How much is she holding in her hand? A little bit. The majority are two hands. Still a lot sticking out. She should cup her hands. So if they can cup her hands. Still a lot sticking out. So they fold again. Still not sticking out. Fold it again. Still sticking out. Again?
Come on.
So the Key Vegas says, yeah. Gotta fold it like this. Mamnish like this. Why? Why? Because he says you can only be, presumably, if the Key Vegas holds, you have to have only yad. If it sticks out like this, it would not be considered to be kinyan yad. Ah, you can have kinyan yad bo. You gotta pick it up or hold it up. See that part on Mishnah tomorrow. Not good enough. You have to have kinyan yad v'dafka. And it's not crazy. Because it's been nasan v'yada. If chalibin won't work, one could argue that hagbo shouldn't work either. There's a chumra no rov in the floor of the kivege. What about that pische tshuva? That's really the main marim up of tomorrow. Is the pische tshuva in kuflam atesef kodin dalet with the fight back by the Aruch HaShulchan, who says it's ridiculous to be given a chas v'shalom to be motzi laz and all the git. So mitzvah tomorrow, we'll go into that machlokes, which leads us to other inyanim about this, the scene in Kenyan as well. Okay. Now we'll dive in. Mincha, everyone remembers Kalam Mata. Kalam Mata is not so bad, we forget it, but Kalam Mata, you know. Sure. After Mincha, I'll give out the chiz. You want to dive for the other? Oh, okay. Ashrei, sure.